The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Oh, hi, everybody. If you're just joining us, welcome. If you've heard Jimmy's favourite bits, which is also somewhere on here, well done, Jim. You picked some good ones.
Well, we're now being told it's not actually Jimmy's favourite bits and Nath's favourite bits. It's like the breaks where we are the stars.
Right. Okay.
So that was actually
that we lead.
Yeah. It's like, here's a lot of Jimmy. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
You watch an episode of Friends. There's, is it five of them?
Yeah. Like Joey heavy episodes.
Yeah. So yeah, last episode was Jimmy heavy.
Yeah.
This one, Nath heavy.
So it's going to be Nath heavy. I always hear that sentence. Nath heavy.
Nath heavy. Sorry, sir. Can you please get off the treadmill? Nate heavy.
Well, we told that story the other day. We had a bit of a treadmill issue. First time I've ever fallen.
I don't think
a
that
treadmill.
Was a heavy issue. I think that was a coordination issue.
Yeah, no, probably it was a bit of A, a bit of B.
Column B, column A.
Yeah. Because I think it would have been a delicate fall if I wasn't so heavy. You know what I mean?
No, I see.
Like
what you mean.
I would have been out of, you know,
Nate
recover
fell off a treadmill,
quicker.
By the way.
Fell off a treadmill, and it was a packed. Like it was one of those treadmill classes, so it was packed, and like
everyone
you know,
laughed.
Yeah, everyone laughed, but they're running, so they're running and laughing, and it's a. And you know me, like if I fall over or get startled, it's a scene.
It's a well, you
it's
have
a, it's a bull in a china shop. It really
and you fall
is.
Hard.
I do
big
fall.
Big tree fall hard.
You've seen me fall so many times, and it's not a light thing.
No,
it's
I've
not
fallen.
Something that you
I've,
can miss.
And I can try and get up or do a roll or something. If you fall, you commit to it as well. You're like this tree going
it's
down.
It's comical. Yeah.
It's like King Kong falling off the Empire State.
It is. And I'm taking everything down with me. If you're in a 5 meter radius, you're going down.
Yes.
Oh, you're going down. People would write a song about me, I reckon.
Yeah, be a good one too.
So here's not my favourite bits, but just the Nath.
Yeah. So if you're not a fan of Nath, skip this.
Yeah. Just zoom through it.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Jim, this may be the greatest news of the year so far. Fantastic news. It's a real win because a recent international study, this is global, a recent international study has found that the best meal worldwide for protecting biodiversity is hot chips. How good is that? Hot chips, officially the best meal in the world for protecting biodiversity in our environment.
Explain.
No.
I love hot chips, but I do not understand anything you're saying. What is biodiversity?
Let me explain it to you as simple as possible, right? So the study was conducted by researchers from the University of Singapore. That's where it came out of. And what they did was they compared different foods, how they're made, and the damage that they do to flora and fauna. To the environment. Okay, to the flora and fauna around them when they're getting made, right? So in terms of the things they compared were how easily they can be grown and how, you know, how much displacement is caused from creating these things, how much they impact other flora and fauna, so impacting the homes of other animals and other flowers, and also how expensive they are to both grow and prepare, right? So compared all these things.
Yep.
And out on top, above anything else, were potatoes, and from potatoes, hot chips more than anything else. Therefore, hot chips protect the environment.
Yeah, you're saying the more hot chips we eat, the better the environment is. We're saving
the planet.
We're Leonardo DiCaprio, basically.
We are essentially Greenpeace. Yep. Is exactly what we are just by eating hot chips. McCain's,
nuke
Greenpeace.
Nuke the whales and eat the chips.
Did you say nuke the whales?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Save the whales.
What am I going to nuke then?
Don't nuke anything. We're not
can't
nuking.
Anything on this show.
No. We're not. We
all
are.
All these atomic weapons.
We're not. No. Yeah, we're not into weapons of mass destruction. Well, mad. Now, Jim, here's the thing. This talk of hot chips can only mean one thing. It can mean that we can reopen something on this show that we absolutely love. It's an important place. It's a safe place. It's a sacred place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now to reopen the Chip Fessional.
Jimmy and Nate's Chip Fessional.
Brother Jimmy, welcome as you apply your Chip Fessional cloak.
I'd be Brother Jimmy here.
And we're still doing the Irish thing, aren't we?
I've been doing the Irish thing for years, mate.
You have been.
If there's nothing, I've been consistent.
For those of you who don't know, the Chip Fessional is a very, very sacred place. Oh, it's got armholes, this cloak. I didn't know that.
But it's up near your ear, mate. You haven't got your hood on.
Oh, right. I didn't. I just chucked it. I thought it was like a...
There's a hood. Right at the top.
I thought it was like a blanket. It's a proper hood with arms.
Yeah, there's a hood at the top.
Sorry, guys. First time we've actually had hoods for the Chip Fessional.
So, yeah, that's the hood.
Right,
the arm's
so
lower.
Put the hood on.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, it's got armholes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the Chip Professional.
I'm not Irish.
So just, no, you're not Irish.
For everyone who knows, Jimmy, for the Chip Professional, we're brother Jimmy and brother Nath. Jimmy does decide to be Irish, which is fine.
Until at what point Nath gets over it and I have to come back to being Australian.
And then, yeah, I let him do it for a bit. And then I go, all right, brother Jimmy, please come back.
I start trying like this, and I go, oh, yes, eh?
And then no one can understand you, and you take away from the point of the Chip Professional, which is to confess to eating the hot chips. So 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. When did you eat hot chips? It can be recent, it can be a while ago, because this is a safe space. Often when you're consuming hot chips, people who are haters, right, and they don't belong in the Chip Professional, they curse you and they go, no, why did you have the hot chips? It's not good for you. As we've now learned, the hot chips, we're protecting the environment, which is why we need you to call right now, 131060, and confess to brother Jimmy and brother Nath and celebrate this sacred space.
Eating the hot chip, Australia, it's, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, sometimes when you go to the pub, you know, you might get a chicken schnitzel or maybe a chicken parmigiana. Yeah. And then, you know, it's like, oh, I won't get the chips or I won't eat them. I'll just eat the salad and the meat. Or maybe, you know, you're going through Macca's and it's like, oh, I don't need the chips. I'll just get the burger and the nuggets.
Or you'll only have a few chips and you'll leave them on the plate.
And I believe, Nath, that only happens...
Brother Nath.
Only happens because of shame.
It is.
Because no one does not enjoy a chip.
There is no shame.
They get shamed out of not eating them, but not here at the Chip Professional.
It's called chip shaming and we don't stand for it.
We bring people in. We open our arms. We open our hearts. But most of all, we open our mouths.
Absolutely. I've also just realised my Chip Professional cloak is also inside out. Sister Mel, welcome to the Chip Professional.
Brother Nathan, Brother Jimmy, Sister Mel, I'd like to confess.
You've come to the right place, Sister Mel.
You've come to the right place, Sister Mel.
When did... Okay. So just a second. I've just got to talk to my brother, colleague Mel, if that's okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're done.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done.
I'll just ask Mel if she wants it.
I don't think she wants it.
We'll go back. Mel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It's Brother Jimmy here. Do you mind if I keep the Irish accent?
No, I like it. Go for it.
Make her sister, God. Mel, now.
God. Mel, get out of the Chip Professional.
Mel, when did you eat the hot chips?
On Tuesday, around 4 o'clock. It was too late for lunch, too early for dinner, and you should have seen the looks I got, but anyway.
Oh, no. Sister Mel, you're ashamed for eating the chips in the afternoon.
Good on you, Mel, for pursuing. How many chips did you get? Did you put away?
Oh, a small $7 worth.
So, you know what? Next time, Mel, with the permission of the Chip Professional, go to a large, okay? You deserve it.
Ooh, thank you.
Thank you for your candor, Sister Mel.
Thank you for your candor, Sister Mel.
Brother Joe.
Brother Jimmy. Brother Nath. It's Brother Joe.
Welcome to the Chip Professional,
Joe. Welcome to Chip Professional, Joe.
All right, now we're done. Joe, confess to eating the hot chips.
I confess I ate some hot chips yesterday at lunchtime.
Yeah, how were they, Joe? Talk us through it.
They were bloody delicious.
What kind of chips?
Don't, just quick, Joe, don't swear in the Chip Professional, mate. Chip Jesus is watching.
Okay. Delicious.
they were hand cut, Joe. Did you get anything with them?
No, just a salt.
Oh, yeah, just quickly, Jim, your Chip Professional coat makes you look like an old Russian woman.
I don't think I can do that accent.
Joe, were those chips fantastic?
Oh, mate, they're well worth it.
Good on you, Joe.
Joe, don't let anyone shame you.
No, we've got rid of that.
I can't help it, Nath, when I put the cloak on. Look like an old sweet Russian lady, but I'm deep down just a sweet Irish boy.
Joe, thank you for your candor.
Thank you for your candor.
Keep going on with the hot chippies, okay? Ali, Sister Ali, welcome to the Chip Professional.
Brother Jimmy, Brother Nate, Sister Ali, I have a confession.
That's all we want.
Confess, Sister Ali. What have you done?
Oh, I'm eating hot chips right now.
A live hot chip consumption.
As she confesses, she also consumes.
A confession.
Was that the chips, Ali?
Where are the chips? Maybe. Where are the chips from, Sister Ali?
They're from KFC, and they're the best chips I've ever had.
Sister Ali, tell me you got some potato and gravy with them.
No, just got the chips with some extra salt. They're absolutely brilliant.
Did you almost swear again in the Chip Professional?
I nearly did.
Don't you dare!
I'm sorry.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Noah Kahan, friend of the show, performed live at the Horden Pavilion in Sydney. Amazing. Yeah, amazing voice, amazing concert. Lots of people getting real drunk at that concert. Way too many people.
Some people get a real nudge.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Now, you were talking about just before, you and I were doing our normal carry-on, as we always do, doing our regular bits. Our mate Josh, he'd had a few frothies. He was also joining in on the bits. And my soon-to-be wife, Meg, she was also there.
Now, please.
Oh, I didn't even do that. It just stopped. It came to the end of the bit I was playing.
I just wasn't listening to anything you're saying. I was
singing along
in my head. I was like,
what a great song. Should we just play? I won't even say anything. We'll just play that one.
I know where this story is going, and it's hilarious.
It's a great story. Now, not for me, but for people around, because I think I can't remember what the bit was that I was doing. I think I was singing Michael Bublé. Was that it?
Yes, you were singing Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Josh, a good mate of ours, also my roommate, he was pissed. He went to a long lunch. And he kept asking, like, hypothetical questions.
During the concert.
So, like, at one stage, he turned to me and he goes, would you rather be a professional athlete or a professional singer?
Oh, you got that too. I also got that question.
And then he asked, what was it? If you could cover one song.
Yeah, if you could cover one song, song could you cover the best, like, with your current ability?
Yeah. And so he's like, Noah Kahan was like, Nath, get on stage right now. You can do one song.
Yeah. And I said, Michael Bublé, everything.
And then you just started singing. So the concert's on, by the way. This conversation's happening in the middle of the mosh pit. Mm-hmm, there's people around us.
We leant into the bit.
Yeah. So you was.
I was singing. I was singing Michael everything, Bublé. Michael Bublé. And I kept singing it. And Noah Kahan's playing. And Meg turned to me. And I think, it was dark, but I could see the red in her eyes and steam coming out of her ears. And she straight up yelled at me. And you heard it. Yeah. About 10 people around us heard it. She straight up looked me in the eye and said, oh my God, Nath, would you just shut the f*** up?
So Nath was
and then slowly turned back. And everyone just goes, ooh. Yeah.
So Nath was like sort of hugging her from behind. Just make shorter. So you just sort of your arms over her shoulder and you're like, you're everything, you're every word, you're every moment. And Meg just turns around and goes, Nathan, shut the f*** up. And like everyone heard it.
And you just started pissing yourself.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
You just started laughing. And look, it worked. It worked. I did shut up.
Back in your box.
I did shut up.
It was very aggressive, very loud.
But look, here's the thing. I feel like everybody in their life has somebody that they really want to tell to shut the f*** up. We all do. It could be a friend. It could be a work colleague. It could be a boss, partner, much like my soon-to-be wife, Meg, sibling, whatever it is. And I want to give Australia that opportunity now by giving us a call, 131060. Let us know who in your life you want to say shut the f*** up to.
Who in your life do you want to tell to just
shut up?
Yeah, you tell them.
Shut the f*** up.
Excuse me?
So why don't you shut the f*** up?
131060 Australia, anybody in your life, who do you want to say shut the f*** up to? It could be anybody for anything. Maybe they're just pissing you off at the moment. Jim, is there somebody in your life that you would like to tell to shut the f*** up?
Yes, and it was the person who we were with last night. My roommate, friend of mine, Josh.
Yeah, he was worse than
Josh,
me.
Josh, shut the f*** up. Why are you asking me questions? We're at a concert. He's like, would you rather have three arms or three legs? I don't care. What is this banter? This is shit chat.
Would you rather have a penis on your forehead or 12 Jimmy, toes or 1 foot?
He was to blame for you singing.
It was his fault. And I copped the brunt from Meg, because Meg's too polite to say it to Josh. Yeah. Mind you, she did announce it to the entire Horden Pavilion.
I think all three of us, me, Josh and Nath, all shut up after Meg said that.
I think it was a
shut up, Dev.
It was a group shut the F up. All right, Taylor, welcome to the show. Hi, Tay.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Taylor, is there someone in your life you want to say shut the f*** up to?
There's quite a few, but I would have to say 100% management at work with double standards.
Management? Are you at work at the moment, Taylor?
Oh, no. I'm on leave at the moment, thank goodness.
Okay. All right. That's good.
So you're just going to give a big F you. Okay. Shut up.
Well, you say it, Taylor. Here we go. Management your work. You tell them to shut the f*** up. All right, you ready, Taylor? You can just say it as well, Taylor. It's fine. I'm really quick on the buzzer, so you just say whatever you want to say. If you want to say the F-bomb, say it. All right? Go ahead.
I don't think I can.
No, you can. I promise you, I'm quick on the buttons.
You can just say F if you're not comfortable.
Go ahead, Taylor.
I just wish that one particular manager would just shut the f*** up.
Get him, Tay. Get him. Very good.
It's funny because it was so softly.
I know.
Shut
up. Well, that's why I thought maybe she's at work in her cubicle right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Call from the broom closet.
That's what I thought. Hello, Gabby. Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Gabby, we're allowing the people of Australia to just tell people to shut the f*** up. Is there someone in your life you want to say this to?
Not necessarily a person, but it's my sweet, loving cat, Tommy.
Oh, your cat.
Follows me around all day, every day, just like screaming at me. It's like he's had breakfast, he's had lunch, he's had snacks, and he still does it.
Right, okay. So just follows you around and what, purrs or does the, I don't know, what cat, is that what they do? They purr when they're annoyed or hungry?
That's a nice cat. My cat, he just sort of like walks up to me and at the top of my lungs, like his lungs just kind of screams in my direction.
Okay. All right. Well, you get into that, Gabs. Right. You say whatever you want, and you can drop that F-bomb. All right? Go ahead. You tell your cat to shut the F up.
Tommy, shut the up.
Get him, Gabs. Get him.
I never thought I'd hear a grown lady tell a cat shut the F up.
Jess, hello.
Hi.
Jess, is there someone in your life you just want to say shut the up to?
My husband. I'm currently 27 weeks pregnant.
Oh.
And obviously, I'm quite big.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes fun of me when I can't do certain things because I am pregnant.
Oh, no.
And he constantly calls me big girl.
Oh, Jess, I need this shut the F up to be as loud and as angry as possible. Can you, without going into labor, can you promise me that you'll do that, Jess?
Yeah. Okay. Right. I can try.
Okay, right. Jess, you can make sure
whenever you're ready,
drop
give us
that
a
F.
big F bomb.
Come on,
and
Jess.
Tell your husband to shut up.
What's his name, Jess?
His name's Jaden.
Okay.
We'll say put Jaden in there
put
as well.
Put Jaden in right. there. Make sure he hears it, Jess. Make sure Australia hears it. Go ahead.
Shut the up, Jaden.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, friend of the show, Natalie Portman.
We love Natalie.
We love Nat. She's great. Faced a brutal roasting at the hands of a Saturday Night Live comedian,
mm-hmm.
Adie Bryant, at the Film Independent Spirit Awards on Sunday afternoon.
One of my favourite awards.
Oh, the FISA.
Oh, the FISA.
The FISA.
The FISA. This film's a bit of a FISA.
What do you want to do to her?
I just want a fizzer on the lips.
So Adie took aim at the star in a roast that left much of the audience laughing, applauding, and just having a good time. Look, Nathan and I, speaking of good times, we love having a good time.
We love having it. We're all about good times.
And we can laugh at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just laugh at you.
No. We don't just laugh at you, Australia. We take the piss out of ourselves all the time. And we like it when people do as well.
Yeah, and look, usually Nathan and I are ripping on at each other. But we thought we're going to open it tonight to you, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, before you call us, 13 10 60, and yep, pretty simple. This will be the Jimmy Nath roast. You call the show and you just roast us.
About anything. Physical appearance. Right? Nerd.
Four eyes.
That's a kiss. Anything you want to roast us about, you know, maybe my broken toe. Oh,
yeah,
you gangly idiot.
You big heavy thing.
It's not funny, though.
It's what happened.
Something. So, look, I have asked the team to roast us.
Oh, boy.
So before you call Australia, we're gonna play some roast from the team. We've got no idea.
Mm.
But, Nate, let's hear the team.
Okay.
And you and I decide if these are the type of roast that we're looking for.
Okay.
Because
so,
I haven't heard it.
So this is the wider Jimmy and Nate team roasting Jimmy and Nate. Here we go.
Yep. Hello, it's producer Jared here. Now, I'm honestly getting really sick and tired of you two asking me to constantly create audio messages for you to add into your show. I am sick of being the content creator for this show. You two are being paid the most to be doing this, so you two should be creating the content. I'm not filling gaps in your show just for the two of you. If you want me to roast you, I'm not going to do it when you guys tell me to do it. I'm going to do it on my own terms. So please don't ask me to roast you. If I wanted to roast you, it would honestly be the easiest thing I would do in my entire life. I've never met two people more equivalent to plain oatmeal. Jimmy, and Nath, you both think you're really funny, you both think you're really good at golf, but frankly, you're not good at either of those things. You listen to other people tell you jokes, and then you laugh to them, and that's classified as humour. And I'm pretty sure I went and watched you two play golf with Rudimental, and it was probably the worst sporting event I've ever seen in my entire life. So yeah, your two biggest personality traits are really not doing much for you at the moment. Anyway, enough about these two straight white men who nobody's probably really listening to, so I'm not going to waste any more of my time making this and filling content on their show.
Wow. Producing team roast the host of show. Groundbreaking, a hallmark of originality. About as original as a straight white man comedy duo with a radio show. Oh, well, actually, I guess this one is original, seeing as this duo's lacking the comedy part. Kind of like the radio equivalent of Lynx Africa. The cheapest you can find, with all the charisma of a 14-year-old boy.
I thought a week off from Jimmy and Nath would help me recover from the immense pain that my nostril hairs have gone through. However, Nath, I walk into the studio, I say, "Do you do a fluffy?" Turns out, no, that's just how you smell these days. Better get it looked at, bruv. And as for Jimmy No Own No Shoes, keep those hairy caterpillars away from me. If I see them out one more time, just put the dogs away, bruv. No one wants to see it.
Hey, it's Audio Bones here. You want me to roast you? You know you're talking to the guy that votes for himself whenever we do the nasty version of Employee of the Week. But I'll give it a go. You know, listening to this radio show, it's like making love to a beautiful woman. After 30 seconds, you're done, and then you go to sleep.
Welcome, one and all, to tonight's first Jimmy and Nath roasting. Let's see who'll be roasted tonight. He's the man that even if you just blow on him, you could dislocate his shoulder. It's Jimmy.
Hi, welcome, etc.
And our final contestant being roasted tonight is best friends with a seal.
Oh, wait, that's just actually his laugh.
Give it up for Nath.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jimmy and Nath here, the Roasties.
Yeah. Yeah, the Roasties.
Roasties.
We're the Roasties.
We're the Roasties. You are the Roasters.
Yeah. Nothing's off limits.
No. Well, I will say this. The team did roast us earlier, and I am happy for, you know, jokes to be made and for things to be said.
Yep.
But sometimes you need to put your foot down.
Sure.
And Jared alleged that when he watched us play golf, we were not very good. That was incorrect.
We smashed Rudimental.
We didn't lose a hole.
We wiped the floor with Rudimental playing golf.
None of them could play. That was their first time playing. You two say you're so experienced in golf.
And we did. We beat them.
We beat them.
What?
Digital Kira.
The same caliber.
You want to weigh in too? What?
That would be like saying you beat us at golf. We don't care, and we don't care to be good at it.
Yeah, and guess what? We'd smash you guys.
Yeah, Kira. I beat you too. Yeah. What do you want?
Whatever it is. Hey, Kieran, welcome to the show.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good. We'd beat you in golf too, Kieran. So, anyway, welcome to the roast of Jimmy and Nath. What do you got for us, Kieran?
Well, look, I think I'm usually a pretty sound lad, like a bloke you'd like to go to the pub with.
Yeah.
But you know, I check out your Instagram, and I can see why both you blokes are on radio, because surely you guys have got a head for it.
Yeah, it's fair.
I've
got a toe for radio at the moment as well, broken toe.
It has.
Anything we could do to improve our appearance, Kieran, in your opinion?
Well, I don't know. If you get fights turkey, pick up the teeth, and maybe just...
Few hair plugs, yeah, fake teeth. Just the dentures, what are they called?
Black bag.
Yeah. Brown bag.
Oh, yeah. Clayton, hello.
Oh, g'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Welcome to the roast of Jimmy and Nath. What do you got?
Mate, I was just wondering why you sound like Bert and Ernie or Felmo, like Sesame Street.
I don't know, Bert. Why's Clayton calling us making fun?
Bert, Earl, Ernie. It's Clayton. Believe it or not, it's not the first time we've got that either.
And also it usually looks as well.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
I'm tall and skinny.
Right. Oh, I guess you could take that one.
No, he couldn't, Clayton. I'm looking at him. Well, you ate Bert.
No, there's a few to burkers.
Burping.
Rachel, hi.
Evening, guys.
Evening, Rachel.
Good evening.
Welcome to the roast of Jimmy and Nath. Over to you.
Yes. Well, you know, guys, I listen driving home from work, and I got home and there's a wall being painted and it was more exciting.
Can I ask, what colour was the wall being painted, Rachel?
White.
Yeah.
And it was more exciting.
More exciting. Anything we could do to be more exciting in your eyes, Rachel?
Well, what I could do is switch off the radio.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Jim's not been a good day. Not been a good day for Big Nath today. You know this. It was bad from the outset because today I was very excited about one thing. One thing in particular, because after almost 6 months, 6 months of complaining heavily to you, to my partner, 6 months of strata approval, quotes and cancellations, I was finally going to get aircon installed in my hot box of an apartment, my oven of an apartment, of which you now refuse to step foot in or have any kind of event or drinks there because it is way too hot.
Out of Jimmy and Nath, Nath is the one that notoriously gets a lot hotter.
Very hot.
And I just can't understand why you won't.
Well, it's a process. It takes it. You got to get strata approval.
No, I mean, like, you don't complain.
Yeah. Oh, I've been giving it a nudge. No, behind closed doors.
When Meg's not there and you're alone.
I've just been screaming into a pillow. That yesterday.
A wet pillow from all the sweat.
Yesterday on the show, we discussed that today was supposed to be the big day.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I get aircon. Tomorrow, I get aircon installed. This is a game changer.
Behind the scenes. The guy texts you, confirmed, tomorrow morning.
Shout out to Terry.
Terry texts Nath and he goes, mate, coming tomorrow, 7:30.
Yeah.
So Nath calls his fiancée, Meg, to share the great news. He goes, Meg, Terry's coming to install the, and he can do it in half an hour.
Terry, the aircon guy, 7 or 7:30. He's going to go through the wall. It's a split air conditioner. He's doing outside and inside in half an hour.
And Meg goes, Nath's got the phone on speaker. And Meg goes, Nathan, that means he's arriving between 7:30. And Nath goes, I figured that was pretty quick to install a bloody reverse cycling.
Terry,
cutting a hole in the wall.
You can hear the excitement. You can hear the excitement.
Kid on Christmas Eve.
And now hear it drain. Now hear it drain from my face, from my energy, from my eyes, because it was a hot night last night, sweaty, uncomfortable. The only thing that was getting me through last night that got me a good sleep was knowing that this was the last night that I would have to endure such heat, because aircon was coming. Terry was coming to the rescue. And then this morning, I get this text message, right? Terry, as you heard just then, was supposed to come between 7 and 7:30. Very quick install.
Not installing it, love.
6:15 a.m. This is a message I get from Terry, aircon man. Hey, mate, sorry, can't make it today. Not feeling the best. We'll have to reschedule. Not sure yet. Might be a few weeks. God damn you, Terry. God damn you.
So close yet so far.
So close. He got me there. He got me so close.
You were ready.
I was ready. I was ready to just explode with cold, refreshed happiness.
Yeah.
And then at last minute, he pulled out. At the last minute.
He took it away from you.
He pulled out. Yeah. And you can imagine my sadness, Jim. I've been aircon edged. I've been edged by Terry, the bloody aircon man. And because of that, it has inspired me. It has inspired me to do something on the show that I think we have done a couple of times before, right? It's all about getting yourself to a certain point when you're excited to hear something, excited for the ending, and then pulling out. It is called radio edging.
Hey, why don't you tease us? Tell us a story.
A few years ago, when I was living back in the UK, me and my wife were just at a horse show.
And then don't finish it.
And then we went, oh my God, that woman was. And then we went, oh my God, that woman was.
Welcome to Radio Edging.
Yep, it's time for Radio Edging, guys. How this works is you tell us a story, one of the greatest stories that you have or that you've been told, and then right before the crescendo, you hang up. You almost get us there, and then you pull out last minute.
I just feel like we're wasting great stories. Like,
no. What's happened is I'm in pain, and I don't want to suffer alone.
So you just want to punish other people.
Exactly.
You're a bully.
I'm a bully, mate.
You're bringing people down to your level rather than bigging them up.
Yeah. Bringing them right down,
you're
mate.
Punching down.
I'm punching down, mate. I'm punching down because
I'm hurting.
I'm hurting, and guess what? You're all going to be hurting with me. I mean, they're just throwing haymakers around, and you're all getting bloody hit with some radio edging. Sophie, hello. Welcome to Radio Edging.
Hello.
Sophie, have you got a phenomenal story to tell us?
I do. It's not my story, but it's my mother-in-law and my husband's story. So basically they went to Janolan Caves. He was about 3 years old and she had a very thick Spanish accent at the time. Mm-hmm. Still does, but anyway.
Yep.
And they were on a tour and getting through the Janolan Caves, and he turns to his mum and he says, "Mum, I've got this question, you know, I've got a question. And she's going, okay, I take you to the front. So she takes him all the way to the front and she says, excuse me, my son, he has a question. And then as he gets to the front, he says to the man.
Don't do it, son. Don't. Sophie. God damn you, Sophie.
What did he say?
What was the question, Sophie?
What did he say?
God damn you, Sophie. What was the question?
Would have been funny. Kids say weird.
What was
shit.
It could have been anything. A story passed down through generations. Yeah, you like that?
I don't like
you
that.
You like being itched? You like that?
I was so interested. I'm like, oh, wow.
Well, we lost it. No one will ever know. Much like I'll never get aircon. Carly.
I mean, you're going to get aircon.
Nah, never will.
You know what? We'll call all these people back.
Yeah,
when
the
you
day
get
I
aircon.
Get aircon, we'll get the end of their stories. There you go. Carly, hello.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to
Just
Radio.
Just write that down, producer Bruiser. The day Nath gets aircon, we're calling these people back.
We get
I
the
know
stories.
What that kid says.
Carly, welcome to Radio Edging. What's your story?
So my friends went to Amsterdam a few years ago, and they had a lovely day at a cafe, enjoying all the food and drinks and stuff.
Mm.
And as the day went on and it went into the evening, they left the cafe, and all of a sudden there was a goblin.
What?
Following them all through the streets.
A goblin.
His whole friendship group were convinced a goblin was following them.
Yeah.
They went to nightclubs, they went to pubs, they like went through the whole night, and this goblin was following them through all of Amsterdam. They were all convinced it was a goblin.
Yeah.
And then they realized that the goblin was really upset.
Okay.
And so they decided to take care of the goblin. They were looking after it, and so they took it back to their hostel.
Yeah.
And the goblin was still really upset, so they were like, let's put it to bed, let's look after it. So they popped it in the cupboard and they put it to bed for the night. They all then went to bed that night as well, didn't hear anything of the goblin, woke up in the morning and were just like rehashing the night, rehashing the day, talking about all of the stuff they got up to. And then someone was like, oh my God, guys, do you remember the goblin?
Mm.
Were, no way, yeah. Oh my God, it's in the cupboard.
Yeah.
So they opened up the cupboard and then they saw.
Don't you dare, Carly. We've just been listening for 2 minutes. God damn you, Carly. What was in the cupboard?
Was it a goblin? Goblins are not real.
Well, we'll never know, will we?
She had the first recorded.
Oh, look, the producers know outside, so you know what it was. Is it weird? Is it crazy?
Look, let's just say it can only happen in Amsterdam.
And we'll never know. We'll never know. We'll never know what that goblin was.
No, when you get aircon, I'm finding out what was in that cupboard.
What kind of goblin?
I don't know. The kid said, I reckon it was a dog.
Crazy ending.
Well, we'll never know.
We'll never know. Mark, welcome to Radio Edging. What's your story?
How you going?
Good, Mark.
Good, mate.
Yeah, a mate of mine used to drink out of my water bottle in the share house.
Okay? Yeah.
And one day I sorted him out and put chili on the lid.
And that's how it ended. Great.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Welcome, everybody. And, Jim, we all have at least one of these. Which is why I wanted to bring the show right now. 13 10 60, jump on the phones right now. Is there a group chat in your life that annoys you? A group chat in your life that annoys you?
Yeah.
Like, stop sending me those messages. I'm bloody over it. The other thing I want to bring up, is there a group chat that in your life that annoys you, but you can't leave it for whatever reason?
Yeah.
You know, there's a specific reason you can't leave the group chat, because I'm part of many group chats, as are you, my family, Meg's family, our mates in various different factions. We've got our super coach, our bosses, we're in a group chat with them.
Bosses, golf chats.
Yeah, so chats. Many different. But here's the thing, every now and then, one of the group chats comes to the top of the pile in pissing me off. And one of those group chats today, round of applause, is the Jimmy and 18 group chat. The Jimmy and A's team group chat, which this morning probably annoyed me more than any other group chat has in a very long time.
Yeah.
We had an issue this morning. We flew into beautiful Brizzy this morning, and our flight got changed. Right, got moved forward an hour earlier. Right now, it went from 10 a.m. to 9 a.m. Right, Digital Kira decides to enter the group chat at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
at 5 a.m. with a message that comes through, wakes everybody up. Well, I thought it woke everybody up, but mainly it just woke me up because turns out the entire team was awake and then participated. The message was, hey, did you guys know our flight changed? And then everybody's on the train, aren't they? Straight away, everybody's in the whole time. And guess who couldn't get back to sleep because of it?
Poor Nathie.
Poor old me. And then I'm waking my partner up going, oh, do you know our flight's changed? She goes, I don't give a shit.
I'm actually going back through it now. It's quite chaotic.
It is chaotic.
I sent one message going, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because then there's a message from Nat from Fun and Games Department. Does Jimmy know? Yeah. I'll message him. Jimmy. I'm good.
Yeah. You message, you call.
And here's the thing, right? I obviously have an inability not to participate in a group chat, right?
Australia, Nath suffers from the biggest case. It might be fatal of FOMO.
It's horrible. It's group chat FOMO. It's a serious problem. I cannot not answer. And I hate putting my phone on Do Not Disturb.
And you can't let it go.
No.
So if you do, for some reason, we have an event or we've got the radio show or whatever, and a group chat, anyone could be blew up, you then go, oh, I've got to go back through all this.
Yeah.
And I go, don't worry about it. Just move on with your life.
And what I'll do is I'll individually reply to every single one of the messages that has been sent through from weeks before. And it's creating the chaos around it.
There are some allegations outside saying that if it wasn't for the group chat, you may have missed your flight.
Okay, Digital Kira, you and I had an argument about this today. No, I wouldn't have, because you sent it at 5 a.m. Our flight was 4 hours later. I live 20 minutes from the airport. I would have absolutely been fine.
Nathan. It was 11 messages.
Yeah.
Grow up.
5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, I don't like it when the group chat's going off, but I don't want to use Do Not Disturb. Pick a struggle and stick to it.
Okay, listen to the team out there. Okay, here's the thing. 11 messages, right? At 5 a.m. 2, 2, 3, 4.
Did you say 2, 2, 3?
Yeah, I forgot to count. Because I haven't slept today.
So, that doesn't sound like a me problem. That's a you problem, my friend.
So here's what we'll do.
You either need to mute it or you need to leave it.
I've left it. Anyway, so I'd love all the updates from you on the show.
Mate, you've got no chance. I don't look at it. My phone's permanently on Do Not Disturb.
Exactly.
Every chat's muted.
Jimmy Nathan catching the bus to Brisbane. 131060, here's what I want to do. Jump on the phones right now. What group chat annoys you, but you just can't leave it for whatever reason? Jessica, welcome to the show. Hi, Jess.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Good. We're talking group chats that you can't leave, but they piss you off sometimes.
The rugby group chat. So I'm playing a women's 15 team. But so, like, it's good for the training and stuff. But then after training and, like, going to the pub and going out, then all the photos and then all the, like, rubbish talking as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, we just need two chats, like one with all the junk and then one with like all the actual important information about games and what we need and what we're doing.
That's a good point.
So that's a point. Like, and we need that for the work, Jess. Like, we need the one with all the junk, you know, like get rid of the flights, change time.
Yeah,
get the airport.
Don't want
that's
that.
Junk. Who needs that?
I just want the drunken photos. Can you add our numbers to that, Jess?
Jess is like the reverse you.
Yeah, Jess, 043. Leah, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, how are we?
Good. We're talking annoying group chats that you can't leave, but they piss you off.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so I'm one of five siblings, and there's all our partners and my parents in this group chat. And let me tell you, the tangents that these people go on. There is not one cohesive... No, we are planning Easter. 17 different things are happening in one go. But I can't put it on mute, because you put it on mute, you miss everything.
Yes.
So it goes ding, 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 all day,
Actually, Lee, you make a very good point, because if you put it on mute and you miss a key part of information, which is buried in all the shit, yes? You know, like whose house we're going to on Easter, you know? You end up at mum's, but you're supposed to be at your sister Sally's house.
And then you scroll and you scroll and you scroll. You can't find it. You can't find any of it anywhere.
It's ridiculous.
And they're all mad at you because you can't find anything anywhere.
I tell you what's finally a bloody phone call. Am I right?
Yeah. Where did they go?
Yeah. Bloody
what
phone.
Happened to that?
So
what,
just quickly. They're still around.
Is this AM? What am I listening to? Oh, bloody phone call. And coming up is Boy Sport for Sale. What do you have to?
battle of the sexes.
You've never sounded such an old man. I don't like the group chat and the texting.
Well, they just
pick up a phone. So this morning you would on digital Kira to pick up a phone, call you and go, hey, Nath.
Oh, God, no. In that circumstance, I wanted none of it. Because I also got the message from Virgin, right?
Yeah.
So now I've double messaged. Just if you could liaise with Virgin next time, go, okay. Did you text Nate? Leanne, hello. Leanne. She's texting. Hey, Lee.
She's put us on. She's muted.
She's put us on silence. Millie, welcome to the show. Hello, Millie.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good. Annoying group chats that you can't leave, but they still piss you off.
Yes, this is one I've been in for a few years now, which is the Pigeon Rescue Melbourne group chat.
No, one of the worst ones. Honestly, I hate that group chat.
Why can't you leave the Pigeon Rescue group chat?
I used to do some caring and transporting for them a few years back. I'm a vet nurse, I just sort of fell into it.
Yeah.
And there would be dozens and dozens of messages a day, but I feel bad leaving it.
Well, why do pigeons have so many phones?
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Going on 2 weeks now, and finally it's made it. Finally it has made its way onto the show. 131060, men of Australia, jump on the phones right now and breathe in some pure air because it might be giving you an erection, right? 131060, men of Australia, jump on the phones right now and breathe in some pure air because it might give you an erection.
This
is science, by the way. This is science.
I mean, well, Nathan will explain it. It is
science.
No,
I'm not going to explain it. We haven't got heaps of time.
If we can give a little peek
behind the curtains.
So Nath has wanted to do this on the show for a couple of weeks because, like, we do plan some stuff. I know it probably doesn't sound that way, but then other things happen. We
organize chaos.
Yeah, we chat with you guys for longer, or Nathan and I were like, nah, we want to do this. So things get, like, we have a little show plan that gets thrown out, and this is something, Nath, really 2 weeks you've been waiting to
It's been
this,
there so. Because I made the sheet on it and couldn't be bothered thinking something else.
I'll be honest, we nearly didn't do it tonight. So.
Mate, the phones are already going off. We've got one. Look, here's another beauty thanks to our friends over at Science, because apparently simply breathing in, right, 90 minutes of fresh, pure oxygen a day could have the same benefits as Viagra. That is science, right? So they're saying simply breathing in, right, oxygen.
It says pure oxygen.
Pure oxygen, right? But everything's pure. What's pure these days?
Not what we breathe in.
Yeah, it's somewhere nice.
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah, but I mean, people don't have access to, you know.
It's like when you're in a hospital, you know.
Well, call us if you're at the top of a New Zealand mountain, you know.
Oh, you're the hospital. You get your hands or something.
No, that's true. If you still a canister. Breathing in more oxygen apparently each day helps our body absorb more oxygen and help more blood pump around our body and therefore to our genital area, meaning it is easier and faster to get an erection for men if you're breathing in oxygen regularly. That is scientific fact. Oxygen encourages new blood vessels to grow, supplying the penis with new blood.
Okay.
Therefore,
fact.
Poor old Viagra, right? We might not need it anymore.
So air is putting Viagra out of business?
Yeah. Literally oxygen. Well, oxygen. Yeah.
Sorry, no, you're right. Yeah.
Oxygen could be making you hard, guys.
H2O.
No, that's water.
Is that water? What's oxygen?
Don't breathe in water.
O?
O2.
O2, not 1O.
Or is it just O?
I don't know. H2O.
Hydrogen 2.
Because I think two hydrogen atoms.
Yeah,
and one
I think
atom?
Oxygen's just O. I think it's just O. Glad we sorted that out. Yeah,
for organs.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So 131060, jump on the phones. It's time to put this to the test.
Hey, let's do a little experiment right now. All you got to do is roll down your window. Breathe some air. Are you hard?
Yeah, huge.
The greatest thing, man.
According to science, breathing in more oxygen each day can have the same impact as Viagra on men. So it essentially can help you get an erection quicker just by breathing in oxygen.
Well, we're not entirely sure.
No, why we're putting it to the test.
Everything here at the Jimmy Nath Show that we read or see, we try and test it if we can. And we can.
Mm-hmm.
We know men listen to the show.
Yeah.
We know air is all around us.
It certainly is.
And we know
love is all around us.
I was going to say, we know these all
people have penises, but we don't know that.
We don't. We don't know that. It's probably a good thing to check off because I mean, for science, there's no point.
No, right?
If people are calling and they don't
know
that.
You take a big breath, Sam. Yep. Have you got a penis? Nah.
No. That was the one element we really needed. Sam, hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good, mate. Now, Sam, first question. Jimmy made a very good point. Just for science sake, you are in possession of a penis.
I am in possession of a penis. Well,
now it sounds like he's chopped one off. He's
okay, no, that's weird. Now
I've got one, fellas.
Oh, sorry,
waving
Sam.
It around sorry, like Sam. A flag.
Sam, sorry. That's a very good point again. Thank you.
You have one.
You have a penis attached to you, Sam.
I own a penis, yes.
You
own,
well, again, don't you, say can, you, own you bought it. One on the
Sam,
black market,
oh God,
Sam.
What do we ask? Oh. Sam, is it attached to you?
Yes, it's attached to me.
Okay, he's sewn it on.
He hasn't sewn it on.
You were born with a penis.
Well, that's not...
Yeah,
you don't have to be born with a penis. Yes. Sam, we're just going to take your word for it. Where are you? You in the car?
I'm in the car, yeah.
You're in the car. All right.
Can you wind the windows down for us, Sam?
All right. Am I taking this big breath now?
Okay, yeah. Take a couple. We need to be able to hear it. So ready? When you're ready, in 3, 2, 1, breathe it in. Go. Okay. Sam?
All right.
All right.
All right, the breaths have been taken.
Okay, now, Sam, just give it a minute. How's it feel downstairs?
Flaccid as. Like flaccid.
Flaccid as.
Did you say Flatsville?
Sorry?
Flat, like Ken doll. Yeah. But...
like nothing. There's nothing going
false alarm. Okay, all right, Sam, you gave it a go. So that's 0 from 1. Yeah. This is why we don't always listen to the scientists.
Well, you don't know. Anyone can write anything.
Yeah.
We put it to the test.
Ruben, hello.
G'day, guys.
You got a penis, Ruben?
Yeah, I definitely have.
Ball me one.
Okay. Don't sound happy about it, Ruben.
wish it was bigger.
Bloody got one.
We all wish it was bigger, though, don't we, Ruben? But Ruben, did you just say you've got more than one?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, Ruben, where are you? In the car?
Yeah, I'm in the car, mate.
All right, wind down the window. Give us some big breaths. We've got to be able to hear them, and then you let us know. All right.
Righto.
Here we go. Come on, Rubes. Oh, it's good. It's good. All right, Rubes, that's good. Now give it a moment. Any movement downstairs, Ruben?
I have something.
You got something going on?
Yeah, I got something.
Oh, you got something! Okay! That is good. Well, fasten your seatbelt, mate, because good on you,
or
Ruben.
Or take it off.
Whatever, pull over. Find
so we're
some.
One from two. Wait,
one from 50%. So, okay. Daniel, hi.
Evening, how are we doing, boys?
Good, mate. You got one?
Yep, I got one, I think. Okay, it might be 2 inches, but size doesn't matter.
It doesn't, mate. It's not about the size of the boat.
I mean, when it's 2 inches, it does, Dan. I'm sorry.
Dan, that's why we got this test, right?
That's a technique, right?
Yeah.
It's 2 inches, Dan.
No, mate, Dan, it's about the motion in the ocean.
Don't lie to him.
In the car or two.
No, but I know how Daniel's feeling. Daniel, I got you, brother. Don't worry about it.
You got 2 inches on, Nate.
Like, Dan, that's ginormous. Dan, are you in the car?
I am.
All right, wind down the window. Let's hear the breaths. Let's see what happens. Go ahead. That's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
One more, Dan.
You gotta be sure.
Yeah, it's good. Science. All right, Dan. Leave it for a minute. Don't touch. Hands off. Yeah. Hands away. And?
How do you feel?
How are you feeling? Any movement?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Half. Yeah.
Half.
So an inch.
Half.
Okay, this is good, Jim. This is good. We got 2 out of 3. So this is for 4 out of 3. Tom, hello.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. You got one?
Yeah, last time I checked.
Okay.
When did you last check?
Probably this morning. And I was pretty rock and solid then, so...
Sorry.
Does that mean you didn't pee? You didn't go to the bathroom all day? You just haven't.
Nah, I'm like a camel, mate. I'm like a camel.
And also, if he's rock solid, I mean, you must camp, live outside, getting in that oxygen. Okay. All right, Tommy. I need you. Wait, just for control's sake. It's not
It's not like now.
It's not at the moment, is it, Tom? You're not at attention? No. Okay.
No, we're at ease.
Okay, we're at ease. At ease, Sarja. All right, guys, at ease. All right, Tom, we got to hear those breaths. You in the car, brother?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear them, mate. Let's go. Come on, this is for 3 from 4. Go ahead. All right, Tommy, give it a minute. Okay. How are we looking?
I'll tell you what, I got a bit of a tingle.
Hmm?
Might just be the seat warmer, but I got a crowd of it.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Big news in the curry world. Big news in the curry world today because the two families, how about this, who have claimed to be the inventors of buttered chicken, Jim, they are going to court. The two families claiming to be the inventors of buttered chicken are going to court.
Oh, I didn't know it had an like a...
Well, everything's got an inventor.
Yeah. Mm. No, you're right. Everything's...
But it just seems too...
Did apples get invented, though, or were they just there?
No, that's true. I think they were just there.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to ask Adam and Eve. If you subscribe.
If you subscribe to the theory of gourd.
So apparently two Indian restaurants claim to have invented the curry and both want the right to call themselves the home of the original butter chicken. So it comes down to the marketing. The marketing
so
of their restaurant.
In India?
This is in India.
I thought butter chicken was
like a westernized version.
Like the UK had gone, oh, we'll take a bit of what you've done, but it needs some chicken. It needs to be less spicy.
We're going to white it up a little bit, is what we're doing. So apparently the heated argument, gone to the court, 2,500-page lawsuit with damages from one party wanting $362,000. Apparently 1930s was when it was invented, one person. So pick which party you reckon's going to win, right? Okay. So the first party who's come out and said that, no, we created this, we want $362,000, and they provided 2,500 pages worth of arguments saying that their family came up with it, their grandfather invented it in the 1930s, he used leftover tandoor chicken, and the other family were like, no, one of our relatives invented it. That was their argument. One of our relatives invented it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the one of our relatives.
No, it'd be spot on and then the fan favourites.
Yeah. they're not Australian, are they?
No.
I wanted it.
No. That was us, promise.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to do. We all claim that we came up with something. This is something you and I talk about all the time. Mm. We've all claimed that we were the inventors of something, but somebody else has stolen all the credit, which is why I want to introduce a little thing called the Jimmy and Nath trademark.
Jimmy and Nath trademark.
JNTM. JNTM. 131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now. What do you think you came up with, but other people have claimed it? What do you think you came up with, but other people have claimed it? It can be big. It could be like an app. It could be something small.
You know this. We only talked about this recently. Mm. And I mean, I've said it many a times, and I have proof.
Yeah, you do have proof.
I invented Instagram.
You did invent it. And you know what? I'm giving it to you.
Jimmy and Nath trademark.
I didn't do anything, but I was at a petrol station. Mm-hmm. It was like day after my birthday with my mates. I was filling up the car, and I said to him, so everyone's posting on Facebook, and they were static. And I just went, I don't want any of that. I just want photos, maybe some videos. Mm. And my mates are like, that'd be a great app. And I went, wouldn't it?
Mm. And you know what? It should be yours, mate. It should be yours.
I didn't chase it up. I didn't do anything. But like a year later, Instagram comes out. Coincidence?
I've got something.
I don't think so.
Because they're always listening, mate. They're always listening.
Zuckerberg is probably, because I had Facebook.
Mm.
And he probably went good on
you. He's been listening going, thank you, mate. That's where they get their ideas from. I've got something on a much smaller scale, right? Not as big as an international application. You know our friend Childe? Right?
Yeah.
You know everyone calls him Chaz?
Yeah.
That was me.
How good is claiming a nickname,
I started Chaz, right? Yeah. So his name's Charwood. It's Chris Charwood, right? Yeah, so everyone calls him Charwood.
Chris Charwood.
I invented Chaz, right? And now everyone says Chaz. And everyone else, our friend Harry, he reckons he came up with Chaz. No, he bloody didn't.
I'll give you Chaz. You're very nicknamed.
Thank you. It's a JNTM. Yeah.
Jimmy and Nath.
I came up with Nath.
Hmm. Well, no, this is the other thing I want to bring up with you, and it might be a bit controversial. I think I came up with Jimmy, right? But no. Hear me out.
All right, here we
Before
go.
I met you,
yeah.
What were you known as?
Well, people did call
James
me Jimmy.
Or Schmitty.
Schmitty, don't call me Schmitty. Smitty.
They were calling you Schmidt.
No one was calling me Schmidt.
They were you, the big Schmitzel.
Chicken
Schmitzel.
No one was going.
Yeah, there we go. They go, Harley Schmidt is what they'd say.
I got Jimmy, Jim, Smitty. Smitty was not Schnitty.
They called you Schmitty.
No, I called me Schnitty Schmitty.
Anyway,
You weren't the first one.
No one called
me Jimmy.
You Jimmy. You walked in and you're like, hello, mate, I'm James. Or I think you actually said, hey, I'm Schmidt. And I go, Jimmy.
Do you want to know the real story of how I got Jimmy?
From me.
Do you want to know the real story?
Yeah, okay, what?
Go. So I was a kid. Dad, look, Jimmy is James, obviously, right? It is.
Oh, mate, yeah. If you needed to know that.
So my dad got a job in Gundawindi. He replaced a guy whose name was Jimmy.
Yeah.
Actually Jimmy. Not a nickname, was named Jimmy. And everyone in the small country town went, all right, we're not learning a new name. So they just called my dad Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah.
Because he replaced this bloke who'd been there for 50 years. Then I just got Jimmy Jr.
Oh, and then from there it went to Schmidt.
No, never Schmidt. Then the junior got dropped and people just went, James, Jimmy, there's a connection. But really, that's okay. How I got there.
Agree to disagree. Oh.
Don't call me Schmidt.
13, 10, 60.
You know what I meant? I meant Royboy69. No. That was Nace's email. Royboy69 at Hotmail.
13, 10, 60. Jump on the phones right now. What did you invent but somebody else took the credit? Sarah, what do you reckon you came up with but somebody else took the credit?
Well, it's not me. It's my mum. She's got a family recipe for a vegetable soup. I know it sounds ridiculous, but she made it for my Aunt Mary, who absolutely loved it, begged for the recipe and was given it. And then Aunt Mary made it for Aunt Susie. And then Aunt Susie went back to my mum and was like, oh, my gosh, you've got to try Mary's soup. It's the best thing in the world. And my mum absolutely lost it. Oh. She was like, that's my soup.
You'd be so dirty. That's drama within your family.
That is. What happened?
Well, now she won't give anyone a recipe without leaving stuff out. So ask for your own risk.
Jesus, it's bloody on, isn't it? It's bloody. Yeah. Don't mess. It's on. What's your mum's name?
Raywin.
Raywin. Don't mess with Raywin. Everybody loves Raywin. Raywin soup, that is. Cody, hi.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. What do you reckon you came up with, but somebody else took the credit?
Uber Eats.
Okay.
I believe you're ready, Cody. But talk us
first of all, sorry, I'm going to give you this. Jimmy and Nath trademark. It's officially yours, Cody. How did you come up with it?
Oh, just late nights at sitting around a table, just wanting Maccas.
Genius. I hope that's not your argument in court, Cody.
No.
Danny, hello.
Hey, mate, that last one was a classic, but I got one for you.
Okay. It's a classic from Cody. All right, Danny. Right,
So, this must have been before mobile phones and all that stuff, right? So you go around to your mates, join on your push bike, and you knock on the door, and no one would be there, and you go, where's this guy? Where's this kid?
Yeah.
You know, so I thought, we'll press a button on the door, you know, the door alarm, and you can leave a message there, right?
Yeah.
I invented this whole thing in my head, and then I didn't tell anyone, and then you know, now what have we got? We've got cameras, we've got Ring doorbells, we've got all that crap. And I blew it, but I invented it.
So, Danny, do you reckon you invented voicemail? Is that what you're saying? Or you invented...
Yeah, all right, we'll run with that. Yeah.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Jim, I briefly touched on it yesterday, but yesterday, for the first time, I went to a speech therapist. Went to a speech therapist because...
It's about time you learned.
Got to learn to talk, mate.
Been ruining this show for years.
10 years of doing this career.
I've been telling you to enunciate.
But one thing...
No one knows what you're saying.
One thing you know is I'm notorious for losing my voice. Lose it constantly. And I also lose it very easily.
It's always the last place you look.
I can never find it. It's always underneath my car seat. Falls
between
the cracks.
Have you checked your shoes?
But if you think about the start of this year, right, it hasn't been good for the voice. We had my Bucks party, which is way too many days.
Yeah.
We had the Australian Open, CMC Rocks Queensland. We're going on the F1 this weekend. And next week, we've got the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. The voice is getting a battering.
I will say, round of applause for yourself. Thank because you, mate, you didn't really lose it over CMC.
No, and I was worried.
But I did notice, because I have spent, obviously, years with you, even outside of the show, going to festivals and events and whatnot, and you really do give it a crack. And over CMC, I could see you stopping yourself.
Yes, and that was pre-speech therapist, because I went and saw it. And it's a very confronting process. Because
your voice was hurting, it was cracking, you were losing it. Producer Jared said you had... nodes or something.
The reason I went to this speech therapist because producer Jared freaked me the hell out. You've heard of, you know, Dr. Google. Well, Professor Jared.
Oh, don't worry about Professor Jared. He'll really.
Scared the hell out of me. Yeah. It's a very weird process. Something, you know, obviously your voice isn't something you can see. It's physical. So they have to, like, attach metaphors and images to it so you can kind of treat it like a muscle. essentially what they do. So the first rule that they taught me was the R-mark rule, right, which is something that you guys all need to start policing with me, is I can only talk to people, right, within an arm's arc, right?
What did I say to you before you enter the speech thing?
Yeah.
You
walk over to people.
I said, didn't I?
Because I'll talk to people from 50 metres away and I'll scream.
Sean Newbeard from the Pulse the other day in the office, and I'm talking Australia. He was on, when I say the other side of the office, we have a very long, skinny building.
Yeah.
So he would have been like 100 metres away.
Yeah.
And Nathan's just going, Johnny!
Yeah. So the arm.
It's not even.
No. The arm arc rule is something you've been trying to teach me for a long time.
I have.
But now the doctor's told me.
When you walk up to someone, then say hello.
Now, the other thing that they taught me was two specific vocal warm-up exercises, right? And I tried to get the team involved on this yesterday and they weren't into it, which is why I need Australia's help here. So here's the two specific vocal warm-up exercises that the speech therapist gave me. The first one is trills, right? So you and I were kind of doing it before. This is a trill. Your turn.
Oh, you're lucky, I love you.
So you're much better at it than me. Now, to be fair, you have had vocal training. I have not. So you're good at the trill.
Well, my training was because I used to sing.
Yes.
So you have to...
I can't trill.
Your vocal cord is a muscle and you've got to train it, look after it.
So that's the first one, the trill. And then the second one is called the OPT, which is you focus in the front of your mouth and you go...
And then I used to go up scales and go,
mate, the only scales I know are at the gym.
And so you broke them, you big fat bastard.
Here's what I want to do, right? Because it felt so weird, and because this is the start of the show, I thought I could get Australia involved here to do these vocal warm-up exercises. I thought they could be a part of the trills, a part of the OPT, and we could warm up our voices together so it doesn't feel weird next time it's just me and the doctor sitting opposite each other and I'm going,
Should you throw in a third one as well, the one that Shawnee B was telling
us? This is the other one I was going to run you by. I don't know whether we should throw this one as well, because me and Shawnee B used to do one that was this, right? So this is vocal exercise, it's words. My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh ah.
Yep.
And then you can do it. My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh ah. So they're the three.
Let's build up. The first ones I think are going to be easy because they're more noise.
Mm-hmm.
I think start with the one that goes.
That's the OPT. Easy. Yep.
Then we go.
That's the trill.
And then we go.
My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh ah. Perfect. 13-10-60. Australia, I do not want to do this by myself. It's the star of the show. Help me warm up. Courtney, hello.
Hello, how you going?
Good, Courtney. Do you lose your voice easily?
I do. I've got three kids.
Perfect. All right, Courtney, you happy to be a part of this?
I am.
Okay, you stay there. Sam, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good, Sam. Do you lose your voice often?
Oh, I've got five siblings. Yes, I do.
Okay, all right.
It's good, mate. This is, you're helping others.
Sam, you stay there. You're going to be part of this too. Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Amanda. Are you happy to be a part of this group vocal warm-up exercise on the Jimmy Nay Show?
Definitely.
Okay, do you lose your voice easily, Amanda?
Never. And I never stop talking.
Show off.
They call that being a Jimmy, Amanda.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Just wake up and we go.
Amanda, I bet your co-host isn't the same. Tracy, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Tracy. Are you happy to be a part of this vocal warm-up exercise?
I am, yep.
Okay, do you lose your voice often, Trace?
I'm like the first caller. I've got three kids and
imagine me with kids.
Hey, Meg wants kids. She wants them now.
I know.
You won't have a voice.
And she won't be able to hear me say, no, not yet.
Get off me.
Not tonight. I'm tired. I tell her I'm on my period.
I don't care how hard it is. I'm about to fall asleep.
Listen to our choir laughing along. Jess, hello.
Hi.
Jess, do you lose your voice often?
Not really. I'm a singer, so I kind of know how to warm it up. And,
okay. So have you heard of OPT and trills and everything?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, this is good. All right. So together we've got Courtney, Sam, Amanda, Tracy, Jess, Jimmy and I. Firstly, guys, give me a collective yes if you're all ready. 3, 2, 1.
Yes. Yep.
That was almost in unison. Okay, so what we're going to do...
Just so you know, guys, Nate's like it's conducting a choir. Please stop that, Nate. You don't know how to conduct
I'm very,
a choir.
Very handsy. Okay, the first one we're going to do is the OPT. So I will do it, and then Jim, you and all the callers do it together, right? We're warming up our voices. Here we go. So I'll do it first. And you guys, 3, 2, 1. Perfect, I think. Okay, all right. The second part is the trill, and we're going to add the siren in, right? So I'll do it first. You guys, a trill.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, trill. It sounds like, you know, when aliens take over your phone. That's what it kind of sounded like. Okay, now the last one, this is going to be difficult, right?
Okay.
I'll say it slow, and then you guys need to all say it together. This is the final one, all right? My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh, ah. Has everybody got that collective? Yes, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Jim, have you got it?
I have, but I'm going to step out of this one because I feel like, because I'm on a microphone, I'm much louder than
No, them. That's true. It'd and be
I
unfair.
Just, yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll do it just further away.
Okay. My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh, ah. Guys, in 3, 2, 1, go.
My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh, ah.
And your voices are now ready.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.